Let's begin.
Welcome to Build an Agency, a podcast where we talk about the ups and downs of entrepreneurship, growth tactics, building businesses, and the events that affect your company. Let's jump right in. Welcome back to the podcast. We are on episode 5 of To Build an Agency.
Episode 5.
We've been podcasting for 6 weeks and we haven't stopped. I thought we would have stopped like 2 episodes ago, maybe 3 episodes ago.
No, I think we have at least a commitment of like 10. No.
We'll see how far this thing goes. We're still excited about it.
Yeah, it's turning out good. I mean, it's nice to be able to at least vent about what's going on during the weeks. And if I guess it's also kind of like an aggregator for us, so we kind of like we'll always have a little bit of content on our names.
Oh yeah,
we actually were talking about that a couple days ago, how we should see if we can get someone to like take a look at our podcast and like write script and like quotes from this thing, because we can actually like develop it like that. I think
we just gotta get better at saying stuff that
matters.
For sure.
Dude, our downloads and our users have kept increasing, so
it's a growing podcast.
And thanks for the returning visitors, that's for sure.
I mean, as long as it's growing, I'll keep doing it.
Oh, hey, today's Sunday, dude. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms.
Yeah, this is, I forgot.
I'm a pretty big fan of my mom.
Moms. But yeah, it's nice to, I guess, be able to take today off, sort of. We didn't really take today off. We were writing proposals and learning about social media stuff and actually, like, heavily on social media now since we're kind of pivoting in that direction a little bit more.
Did you get to call your mom?
Yeah, I called my mom.
Just making sure, bro.
Get out of here.
Looking out.
Acting all worried, calling my mom.
Attilio's mom's all the way up in Chicago.
Yeah, my mom is up in Chicago. Actually, she went to go pick up my sister in New York today.
What?
Yeah, so they went to go pick her up, and I think they left around 3, so I don't know what time it is right now.
Oh, pick her up for, like, the summer?
Yeah. Or what? Yeah, for the summer. This is the summer now. I don't even know anymore what days are.
All the weeks are running together.
I don't know what months are. When is summer? What is the sun?
What is the sun?
But yeah, so they went to go pick her up, and I guess that's how they spent Mother's Day.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
Well, what do we have to talk about today, man?
Dude, so let's talk about the pivots real quick. Let's talk about the pivots that we just made. It's not really pivots. It's just kind of like playing a little more to our strong suits.
Yeah. So I think one thing that's super important for any new business or even any like seasoned business is being able to pivot when necessary.
And pivot quick, I think, too.
Absolutely. Like, speed matters, like, big time. And, you know, what do we mean by pivot?
So, this week, this is the real-life example. This is the real-life example of pivot. We currently have been providing, or saying that we provide, sort of 3 service areas. And those 3 services involve, like, social media, creative, like branding and creative development. Yeah, I wouldn't say it any other way. And then kind of like a visibility section with SEO and like advertisements and that kind of stuff. And we, like 2 days ago, literally, we were like, you know what? We're getting some like solid sales, we're getting some solid like leads from services that aren't really creative, and mostly just because we maybe aren't necessarily like fit for creative just yet, because we don't have like tools.
It's going to require some like a capital investment on our end to get the creative department running, you know,
up to the speed that we wanted.
Yeah, it's just not going to be what it needs to be. And so whereas I'm actually been the head of creative forever, I'm actually pivoting now towards trying to lead a lot of social campaigns and focus on that. And that, because we're just making the most sales we're making more SEO and social media sales, you know, than we ever have. And
yeah, so if we can move you over towards one job,
yeah,
I think that's That's the critical thing about being an owner or a founder of a company is that you kind of have to be the one to pivot, you know? Like, you can't expect employees to pivot necessarily because they have strengths in certain fields, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So, like, Travis once was head of creative and now there's no title, I guess. I don't know. Head of social.
I don't know. I'm still going to be working on our creative. So, this podcast, our branding,
yeah,
our videos, our whatever, that'll be kind of more my creative outlet, I guess, and I'll mainly be focusing on social, but we're not going to be offering creative services yet to other businesses, at least without a special arrangement. And
so the original question, you know, what is a pivot? It's exactly that, us moving away from one section of our company and moving towards another section, right? So
yeah, or abandoning a service that doesn't sell well to focus on a new service that's going to sell better. So like another example of a pivot would be we started as an app company and that. Then we pivoted because apps don't sell great, like because they cost $40,000 to $60,000 a pop and businesses don't see a huge ROI on those.
Yeah.
So we pivoted to websites. Then we didn't see a huge ROI on that because it's a ton of work and you don't get paid a lot of money because web developers are a dime a dozen. So then we pivoted again to online marketing because we are better at that and we can sell, you know, campaigns and plans and SEO and all that much better. And so this is kind of like this.
And we have the experience to run it. And
yeah. And so we, you know, this is like a very small pivot to kind of like pull any emphasis we had on like developing creative and just really focusing into social. So it's really kind of like putting all the chips in on our strengths as a company and moving away from things we weren't doing as well. But I'm optimistic about the future of creative and building into that eventually. But
I know it's our vision for this company.
Yeah.
Like it's in all of our kind of like foresight.
Yeah, we all want it to happen, but it's just not there yet, and that's okay. Like, and I think we're gonna be a better company, and we'll be moving a lot
a
lot quicker and making more sales. And I don't know, it's gonna be good. I'm really excited. We're gonna make a lot more money this way. Let's be honest. That's why we're all in business.
Yeah, I mean, like to me, like money is just, you know, part of the, like you just need it for the climb.
Sure,
it's,
sure.
It's kind of like the mountain climbing shoes to climb, you know?
Yeah.
That's how I see it. So you need it, whether you want to admit it or not.
But yep.
How did we decide we needed a pivot? Do you remember?
I don't know.
No, I'm kidding. So, well, I don't know if it was how we decided, but it kind of like felt like we were in an anticipation phase for design. So for our creative work, we were just like, prepping for it to be ready, like just getting it ready for weeks and weeks. And that was kind of like we didn't notice it when we were doing it because we were like, oh, we're doing work, we're getting creative ready.
Yeah.
But in the reality, we shouldn't be anticipating something. We should be acting on something when it's time to act on it. And
well,
instead of being in a waiting phase, you know, like,
so I guess, and I'll just be vulnerable for our audience too, is like when we started this company, I immediately began grinding and mastering UI design. And so whenever we were doing apps, we were kind of like making like the analogy of like I was the big wheel on the tricycle because I was pulling a ton of weight with my UI design. And so I got good at that and we went through our startup and I did UI design through that. We pivoted to websites. I was able to still continue to, you know, use it all as strong at. So I was constantly making wireframes and designs for sites and you know, whatever. And it wasn't a problem. And when, you know, when you propose the idea of us switching to a marketing company, I knew that we needed to do it because I knew that it'd be the best thing for the company, but I just didn't know. I didn't fully realize that like I would go from having like design is like driving the company to like design is like actually no longer driving the company, and that's like that's where I was really specialized in. Like I know a lot about SEO and I know a lot about social media, and like I'm more than comfortable jumping into any role of our company, but that was really where my bread and butter was. Mm-hmm. And so it was kind of weird, but I knew we needed to, you know, probably stop creative for now and quit focusing on like trying to get ready to start doing a lot of branding work for clients and doing a lot of crazy stuff just so we can focus on what's making us the most money right now. And so eventually we can get the capital to add on a creative department for Hone and have it run well.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, there's some aspects of creative that we can do still, like content writing.
Sure.
Or like press releases, I think is technically listed under our creative section. So it's not like totally turned to dust. It's just the more like brand heavy, the more like graphic heavy side is just kind of like taking a step back. Taking a seat.
I would do a logo for a client if it was like a special arrangement or something, but it's not gonna be something that
I'm gonna go out and sell or something.
No, we're not gonna run that through the megaphone, you know, that we're offering branding. But if I had a client and was like, man, I really hate my logo, and if I have an idea and they like the idea, I might do it.
Or we have these flyers and our marketing company that's using them right now or that's making them right now sucks and and so we need backup.
Which happens a lot, actually.
Yeah, it happens a lot, actually. Actually, that kind of segues into our next point,
yeah,
sort of, that we wanted to talk about today. And it's kind of bad service in general, I guess. So this stemmed from me. I don't know if y'all know, he's an Instagram personality for sure. He's on all social medias, really, but he's a pretty well-known dude among the entrepreneur community, Ty Lopez, calling him out. So Ty Lopez, I didn't realize what he did until kind of today, actually. I was just like going through some Discover stuff on Instagram to like see what the audience is liking. And I come across a Ty Lopez sponsored ad, and he was talking about having millennials starting social media marketing companies. And so I realized that that's exactly what he does. He gets millennials or like young generation to start social media marketing companies, and he tells them all he has to do or all they have to do is sell to small businesses or mid-sized businesses, and they'll run it and it'll work perfect. And using some of his books and some of his guidelines, you too can own a garage full of Lamborghinis.
Oh, yeah.
So,
doesn't he give out Lamborghinis now on Instagram?
He gives out cars, not Lamborghinis. Okay. But, like I think I saw him give out a Jeep or something. Like, I mean, you grab people's attention like that, you know?
Of course.
So, but yeah, so that's what he does. And it's really annoying to me as someone who is trying to provide a really good service for someone, to have someone that doesn't have any experience, to have someone that just says that they learned something from a book and their proven methods for social media marketing, and then they go out, run their uncle's restaurant's campaign, and it goes down the toilet, and the owner is mad because he didn't get any results. And the kid who started the company realizes that all his customers are leaving him because he's providing a crap service. So, I don't know. What do you think, man?
I don't know. It's just very, very gimmicky. And I think it gives us a bad name. Like, it gives us a bad reputation, or at least, like, guys who are in our industry. I think that you were, like, last week you were talking about how you were meeting with a lead or, you know, potential client.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had their nephew or someone else running their social media or something. And
oh, yeah, our boy Troy.
Yeah, man. So
Our boy Troy.
But yeah, like he had a friend or a family member or someone running their social media because they're a millennial.
Mm-hmm.
And because we all grew up in the the apex of MySpace and Zynga and Facebook. And
the social growth in general.
Absolutely. Like, and so we grew up in that, and so thus we are qualified to run someone's campaign. And so he had this family member or friend running the social media, and they weren't getting much of an ROI on it. And so the assumption...
In fact, he wasn't getting results. He told me he's not getting results.
None at all. So no results. And so now he's like, oh, there's not a return on investment for online marketing, period. So when we're talking with them, and we've got great results, and we know what we're doing, we're educated.
We have tools.
We're not gimmicky. You know, we're literally just trying to help businesses make more money. I don't, you know. And so now we have all these people who are like, oh, social media...
It's okay.
You know, or it's not going to give us, you know, the results we're looking for. And it really gives everyone in our industry a really bad rap. I don't know.
It's like they cover it with a blanket and they're like, hey, this is social media. You can run it now because you know all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. So run with it. Take this blanket of social media knowledge and like... That's great, but, you know, I think this is kind of our distinguishing factor maybe too, is that we just put so much time and money into education and tools. Like, so does that just make us better than everyone? Like, I don't know. Like,
well, I think there are a lot of great social media companies or online marketing companies like ours.
There's so many companies around here that are failing, though.
Oh, around here, absolutely.
You know, like,
but there have to be there are other ones out there that are suffering from a bad reputation that don't deserve it. Like, I know there are other good companies out there, but we're just seeing so many influencers like Ty Lopez failing the social media marketing community. A lot of people that just don't know what they're doing, like just random millennials just trying to run a social media campaign because you're a millennial, and they're failing at it, and they're showing small business owners that.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. And so it gives it a bad rap. And then you have actual marketing agencies that don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's mind-blowing.
Incredible. We kind of got asked to do this large proposal for these two huge insurance companies. And unbelievable. Like, when we were doing the audits for them... Their website, like, literally was incapable of ranking because whoever's doing SEO for them didn't realize that one of their files got screwed up and it doesn't allow Google to literally crawl over their site.
That robot.txt file.
Yeah. So it's the web that connects your website to the Google, like, engine, I guess. So, like, how? Like... That's before SEO 101. That's like, oh, why isn't my site being ranked? Oh, it says literally in the meta description when you're searching for your name that there's no description because the robot.txt file is broken.
It's as if like someone was searching.
Carelessness.
It's as if someone was looking for your website on Google, and when they finally found it, the meta description literally showed an error.
Yeah.
Like, publicly facing...
Like, how is it, and you know these guys are getting paid, like, more than 10 G's a month.
Oh, yeah.
They have to be, because this is, like, a huge company. So, how can you justify doing a service when, literally, you have, like, public-facing errors? Like, that's disgusting to me. Like, terrible. I don't know, man. Like, how can you justify getting paid for a job with no results coming out of it?
Well,
how do companies let themselves be in that position too?
It's unreal. We're talking to one of the marketing people who work for the insurance agency, and they're literally saying things like, oh yeah, they've sent us press releases and we've had to re-edit and like reword their entire press release that we paid for to send out.
Yeah, it's like people are just using like spin bots and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like,
Saying they're running social media campaigns when they're not, saying they're doing their SEO when they're really not. And I don't know. Like, I don't know if it's a lack of education or just blatant dishonesty. And that's what frustrates me, because in our industry, we are working with metrics and with just very technical internet aspects that most people are not going to understand. Like the people at this insurance agency aren't going to understand
what a meta description is,
or a robot.txt file, or whatever. They don't know that. And so what I kind of worry about is, do marketing companies just say they're going to do all this stuff for you and then just cash in on a monthly check and they don't do anything because you can't check their work?
Dude, maybe we should just start doing that, dude.
No. Heck no.
If we could get away with it. Like, I don't understand. Like, it's just, I don't know. Do you guys know of any, like, this is a question to who's listening. Do you guys know of anyone who is just, like, blatantly providing poor service in your industry? Like, just a yes or no. You don't need to call anyone out, but maybe post on, like, our Facebook page or something.
We have
a Facebook page, right? Home Presents to Build an Agency Facebook. Yep. Which actually not a lot of people follow, mostly because we don't talk about it.
We never talk about it. But plug for the Facebook page.
Check us out on Facebook. You can interact with us there.
But yeah, don't call them out. Don't call them out by name. We're not going to be catty. But like, do you know someone, whether it's a competitor, whether it's honestly the company you work for, that's providing poor service or providing dishonest information to clients on purpose to keep them in the dark? Let's talk about it.
Yeah, like, that's super interesting. And also, it just annoys me because, like, we just, like, put so much time and so much effort into our stuff. It's just, like, it pains me. Like, it actually pains me. Maybe out of jealousy. No, I wouldn't want to. Well, I don't want to provide a bad service. You know, I'm here to try to make people money. So
what frustrates me is that I feel like there are good marketing companies out there that are doing what they're supposed to be, whether it be us or, you know, one of our competitors that might be great. I don't know. But like, who don't deserve to really miss out on like a lot of these client opportunities that we're all missing out on because either a company thinks they know what they're doing and they really don't, or they know they're lying to people about services they can't really provide.
Which, as a salesperson, so I after I talked to Troy, as a salesperson, I kind of figured out the rebuttal for it. And the rebuttal is really just, oh, you didn't get results. Well, it's basically like the other company was trying to hammer in a screw when you should be using a screwdriver or a drill for a screw. It's going to mess up the whole thing. And for people who don't understand that analogy, it's like using a blow dryer to straighten your hair when you should be using a hair straightener. Or it's just using the incorrect tools or the incorrect method to get something done when, you know, there's obviously proven numbers and there's track records of people having great results from other campaigns. So you know that a drill can drill in a screw. You know it. So why would you use a hammer for that? Like, why would you try to do it a different way? And if you're not getting results, it's probably because someone's not doing something right. So maybe talk to someone you're working with. So if you have a marketing company you're currently working with, talk to them. See what's going on. See if you can talk to them a little bit. If they're not being transparent, if they're not providing numbers for you, since internet marketing is all about numbers, we have access to so much numbers, so many numbers, ask for numbers. If they don't have numbers, they're jerking you around. So
I want every like company that's working with a marketing agency right now to just call their marketing agency up and ask for their report.
Yeah,
ask for your report. Like, if your marketing company is not willing to give you at least a monthly to a quarterly report showing like everything that they've been doing, like showing the work of
maybe
their
not
hands,
everything, but at least results.
Yeah, at least results or something. Like
everything, it does kind of get hard to log everything.
Well, I mean, I get that, but like most of these companies aren't even like providing, you know, reports. So we'll talk to so many like leads and we're like, well, awesome. How often are you seeing reports from your current marketing agency? And they're like,
We haven't seen a report.
We don't know actually how we're doing at all. And it's astounding to me. Like all of our clients get reports.
Like there's literally reports for any aspect of online marketing, anything email marketing, social media marketing, ad campaigns, affiliate campaigns, like literally anything you can think of, there are numbers for it. And if there aren't numbers, that means that the person's not looking at numbers, which means that they're probably just sitting around or sitting on their thumbs or, you know, whatever else they might be sitting on. But
you're paying for it. Don't be in the dark.
Yeah, seriously. So Okay, I'm glad we talked about that. Did we talk enough about that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, jeez. It hurts me, dude.
He's been frustrated about this for weeks.
Yeah, well, actually, it was really today that was like the super tipping point, but a lot of the... just like seeing poor service, like a lot of companies around here, you know, literally closing down. So, mm-hmm. I don't know. Do you want to talk about how we kind of scored a huge proposal that we've been working on all week, and it's probably like the biggest step that we'll ever have to take in a crazy direction?
We can. So we've been actually working on a proposal all week for a large veterinary company, and they're blowing up. I mean, they're getting more and more locations. Like, how many locations are they expected to grow?
So in the next 3 months, they're getting 7 more locations.
Okay.
And in the next 12 months, they expect to get 14 more locations.
Yeah.
So these guys are like literally like in trouble because they don't have enough talent at the veterinary clinics. Like, they literally don't have enough doctors, but they make so much money.
They need to expand.
Yeah. So they're literally like needing doctors.
But please take our money.
Yeah.
Doctors.
So.
Veterinarians. And the funniest part, I mean, it really wasn't funny because it kind of wasted a lot of our time, but I think it's worth noting. We talk about a lot about all the experience and the tools that we use. Mm-hmm. And so we really kind of planned this campaign around the use of a certain tool that we use for our social media campaigns.
Yep.
And we found out after creating the campaign.
The proposal, yeah.
The proposal that this company was actually going out of business.
Yeah, they literally discontinued their service.
So we had to actually pivot towards...
Scramble?
Yeah, it wasn't really a pivot, more like a scramble. Definitely a scramble towards other tools that could get the job done and also rewrite the entire proposal because our means of accomplishing said task looked differently.
Well, the proposal was pretty similar, actually, but just we have to, like... There's going to be some crazy, like, internal facing. Like, you're probably going to be the one managing that campaign, dude.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
once we set up. So, it's, like, multi-levels, too. They're doing, like, ad management with us. They're doing social media. They're doing native ads with us. They're doing, like, organic social with us. They're doing email marketing. They asked for consulting, too. So, they asked for just, like, a bunch of stuff we can do. We worked with their business consultant before, and so it was kind of like a referral into this huge group. So super lucky. He said we earned it, so high fives.
When you're starting out, don't turn your nose up to anyone. Like, offer services to anyone and everyone, and don't assume that someone's too small of a fish because...
Oh, yeah.
This was... Our in into this gig, and this gig is huge.
Yeah.
RN was this guy that we thought was just kind of like a random dude wanting to run an Amazon store. Mm-hmm. And we blew up his campaign and went crazy with it.
Yeah, we reduced his cost by like 30%. Probably about 30% reduced his cost and like increased his sales by probably about 20% literally first month.
Yeah.
So
we went for it, and he just loves us. We're like, we've got a great working relationship with him. And so then he called us up, and he's like, hey, by the way, I'm
he's a business consultant.
I'm a business consultant for this massive company that's expanding like crazy. Would you like to handle the marketing? I was like, yeah. And so you never know what's going to turn into something big and into a great opportunity. Like, this is one of the biggest opportunities we've had, and we're really excited to jump in and get after it.
Yeah, these dudes are... Well, it's not really the biggest... It's probably like in our top... Yeah, it's probably like top 10. That's pretty good.
Yeah,
it's
one of the biggest opportunities we've had, man.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a big opportunity.
It's a pretty good one.
So...
It's anyways. A lot of different services too, which is nice. So
oh yeah, we'll definitely
be able to expand our repertoire.
Get a lot of results in, and I'm gonna get to kind of really cut my teeth on a lot of different kinds of campaigns, so...
Yeah. I mean...
Wish me luck.
I think... Yeah, that's the other thing, too. So, since we're pivoting, Travis is pretty much going in not blindfolded. I mean, you have me that you can talk to.
Oh, we've got plenty of guys that
you're getting a big campaign to start first. You know,
yeah. I mean, I'm usually just not the guy running the campaign. Yeah. And so I know what I'm doing. I just have never like
been behind the wheel.
It's
like doing all the simulations for the drivers.
Yeah. I've been through driving school. I just haven't gotten in the car yet. Yeah. So nah, it's gonna be fine. But.
Like really, the stuff that you'll be handling probably won't even be too much.
No,
most of it's automated.
So. I think once we get a good workflow going, it's going to be fine. So
I think the nicest part about it is the fact that it's expanding our repertoire so much. Like, it's opening up a lot of different advertisements that we haven't necessarily worked like extensively on. It's opening up like this new, like normally we're trying to get customers and now we're trying to get like talent, right? We're helping people get to fill out like applications.
Yeah.
So it's a little different. I mean, it's all the same principle when it boils down to it, you know, you drive people there, there's a conversion rate or a conversion factor, and then they apply, and that's the action. That's the action that you want. So just like instead of application, it's sales. So, I mean, that's going to be a pretty good thing. We'll be able to run a pretty extensive email campaign. So I'm really pumped for that. We've only really run like super small scale email campaigns. So even though we've been asked to do them like 40 trillion times this last like 2 weeks. So we should have just like taken them all. I don't know. But
we'll see.
Yeah. I'm pretty pumped for everything right now, dude. Everything is looking pretty good. I'm ready to just wake up tomorrow and crush it. We get to talk to Avery.
Yeah, we've got a marketing meeting with the business, or not the business, the office supply company Avery, to talk about marketing some things through a supplier.
Yeah, which Avery, they do like paper and stuff, right? I think they're like a huge paper distributor, but they're just like massive. And then later this week, I think we're talking to the people with like Purell and Clorox. So those dudes are pretty sweet. Yeah, Avery's like a print shop, or print and cardboards and papers and
labels,
cards, dividers, filing stuff, dry erase stuff. So
yeah.
But super pumped, huge opportunity, great network. You know, maybe we can even drive some talent from Avery. Maybe we can keep in contact with
them. You never know.
We got some of their names, you know.
I'm looking forward to it.
We've been prospecting talent lately a lot because we foresee quite a large expansion in our future.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're going to start looking for new employees and an office space. And
yeah.
We're really, like, knocking on the door. So
yeah, for some of these, like, these man plays. We were making some boys plays, but now we're making some man plays.
Yeah, we're making some grown man moves.
Some grown man plays. But
yeah. Cash it out?
Yeah, I guess we can cash out. I got some Butterfingers.
Butterfinger ice cream?
A Butterfinger concrete from wherever we were at earlier, but
oh my gosh.
About to go cash that out. Besides, we got to work on the website a little bit tonight too, so
yeah. Anyways, we love you guys. Stay tuned in.
Yeah, thanks. Check us out on Facebook. Please find our Facebook group. You'll totally enjoy it. I would love to interact with you guys. So,
peace out.
Peace.